Always find what you love at Total Wine & More. With so many great bottles to choose from at the lowest price, it's easy to find your favorite Cabernet or a new single barrel bourbon to try with some help from one of their friendly guides. And with every bottle comes the confidence of knowing you just found something amazing. With the lowest prices for over 30 years, find what you love and love what you find only at Total Wine & More. Curbside pickup and delivery available in most areas. Visit TotalWine.com to learn more. Spirits not sold in Virginia and North Carolina. Drink responsibly and B21. Hey everyone, it's another Whiskey Cookie. And today we're looking at one of our kind of more favorite distilleries that we've kind of recently learned about over the past few years. And this is Still Austin. And this is their rye whiskey. Oh, yeah. We reviewed this, their regular bourbon a few years ago. Then they had the cash drink bourbon. And now they've got their rye whiskey. So I'm excited for this.
It's got those, well, I'm sure you'll tell in your...
I'm going to tell you all about
all about it, so I'll save my breath.
Because this is introducing, quote-unquote, the artist. It's 100% straight rye whiskey made from Texas grains that's dedicated to the dreamers, the visionaries, and the artists who've inspired the team.
Man, these Texans really know how to write.
I know. What would you categorize yourself, a dreamer, a visionary, or an artist?
Oh, definitely a dreamer.
Yeah.
Maybe a visionary. Well, I don't know. Everything I envision... like nobody embraces except me. So,
is there like a task list, like a check offer? Because that's where I'm at.
Yeah, give it to doer.
Where's the gopher checkbox?
That's all right.
All right, aged for at least 2 years and bottled at 99.6 proof. The artwork on the label, created by internationally acclaimed artist and native Texan Mark Burkhart, is the latest in the series of archetypical Austinites. Austinites, all over the place there. So each provides a sense that probably everybody from Austin hates me now. So I still love your brisket. So yeah. Each provides a sense of the people who have influenced and inspired the team while paying homage to the Texas terroir. The artist straight rye whiskey is now available at the Still Austin Distillery in their tasting room and as a suggested retail price of $50. But it's also available across Texas online and reserve bar as well.
I want to know where you grow Texas rye, because the agriculture side coming, I mean, it's like, we have a hard time enough growing rye here. I mean, it must be in the mountains or something. I don't know.
Well, you might not.
No one probably cares about this.
Say Texas grains. So yeah. I was about to say, because even a lot of people in Kentucky and other places, I mean, you get your rye shipped in from Poland, from Canada, from the Northwest.
Montana, yeah. North Dakota is a lot it comes from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe they found the one patch in Texas that gets too much rain and humidity.
Yep. It's the only place that stays cool. But...
exactly. And I guess it's not in the middle of the desert. All right. Well, here we go. On with the nose.
This is nice. This is...
it is nice.
Yeah. It's...
you get like a caramel chew on it a little bit.
Yeah. It's like a... and there's like a limey note to...
put the lime on the coconut.
Yeah. It's...
it is like a, maybe a little like a key lime.
Yeah, like key lime citrus crust thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, let's see if it translates to the taste.
By golly.
It kind of is like a key lime pie.
It does taste like a key lime pie. I mean.
Transport me down to, where is it in Florida they do all that? Way
the
south?
Keys.
The Keys. Yeah, that would make sense.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
This is what I'm dealing with.
They don't call me Magellan for that reason.
That's right. Rand McNally.
Yeah, it definitely has a lot of those key lime pie flavors coming out of it. You got the crust, you've got just the liminess kind of flavor into it. Yeah, it's like a very unique rye whiskey.
Yeah, you got that like custardy kind of, I think when you make key lime pie, you use like condensed milk is what I was looking for. So you kind of have those kind of flavors, a real rich creaminess to it and that lime. And then there's a nice like baking spice. It really well done.
Yeah.
Still, this is another one home run by them. And pretty sure Nancy Fraley has a lot to do with the blending here still, but
I have no idea.
But she's maybe obviously one of the best in the business. So yeah.
Can't fault her for that.
I know where this is gonna go.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and rate it. So on the nose, where are you at?
Thumbs up. Really like it.
On the taste.
Thumbs up. Really enjoy it.
And the finish.
Thumbs up. This is like
I was kind of like 3/4 the side. It's just, you know, I think it, well, what would I say? It's at 99.6 proof. I mean, I guess it's still kind of there. You know, we've done a few of these now, and so we've been hitting some high proofers, and so going back and forth might have that jaded me a little bit, but
that was probably...
I guess if you're used to... This is not going to be a rye that's, like, punchy in the face, like, and have that long, lingering spice. It's more of a delicate, creamy, like, sweet rye.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're interested or you're a big fan of those Indiana 95.5s, those 36% that'll kind of punch you in the mouth, this is the exact opposite.
Yeah. I'm surprised. You said you like custard on a previous one, and now you don't like custard.
I don't. I like key lime pie, though.
That's right.
And the keys.
I don't get you.
Well, you don't have to. At least the whiskey's good.
That is.
So that is our review of Still Austin's rye whiskey, and also called the, what was I say? The artist. The artist. Thank you. For all you dreamers and visionaries out there.
And checkboxers.
and just anything else, I guess, if you just like rye whiskey.
Yep.
All right. Well, with that, that'll be our review, and we'll see you next time.
Toodles.